as we welcome in North Platte Chief of Police Dan Hudson joining us for our Chat with the Chief, and we have Deputy Chief of Police as well, Steve Reeves, joining us. Gentlemen, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Good morning.
Deputy Chief Reeves, it's been a little while since you've stopped by. I think the last time I saw you here, you were cutting the Crime Stoppers for us.
Yeah, we were a little short-staffed there for a year and a half, so that became one of my duties.
It was an enjoyable one, at least.
It was.
Not too labor-intensive.
Now we have Officer Elder in there, so.
And Officer Elder does a great job.
This week's Crime of the Week is Mischief.
He can do it in one take, too. I mean, he's a one-take wonder.
Uh-huh. That's what we pay him for.
That's what he gets paid the big bucks for.
That's what he gets paid the big bucks. Actually, he just promoted Sunday also, so he just promoted to investigator, so congratulations, Matt.
Nicely done. Very good. Yeah. Awesome. Still serving all of his other capacities for the public?
He just took on another hat.
Ah.
He's getting paid a little more, yeah. We're fairly short over there, so there's not a lot of movement right now, but yeah, he's got PIO, DARE, school resource officer, now investigator, then all other things as assigned by the chief and deputy chief of police.
What a lucky guy.
And they all say, he doesn't do anything. It's like, oh, you want his job?
Do you want to be taking orders directly from us all day?
Yeah, I don't think they all want to be in our offices as much as he's in our office.
Yeah?
Those other duties as assigned can get way out of hand.
Well, you know, I think a lot of folks forget that every one of the job descriptions on the department has that as the last line, other duties as assigned. So we all tend to forget that at times. So.
Yeah. You mentioned DARE, Chief Hudson. Let's talk about that a little bit more. We know Officer Elder, one of the instructors for that. Officer Johnson does a little bit of DARE too, right?
He does. He's our backup, but he... again, Jay's got a full-time and then some gig, but yeah, he pinch hits or relief pitches on that one. But yeah, it's Matt does that, and we're in full swing right now. Last year we missed, St. Pat's was the only school last year to do DARE, so we are in the process of getting back on track, and I think the curriculum is going at all of the schools here, and we do Maxwell as well.
And Deputy Chief Reeves, you're a bit of a historian here for the city of North Platte, mainly because you've been with the police department since sometime in the 1800s, right?
33 years last weekend.
I think he just called you old.
I did, only gradually. But do you know how long we've been doing DARE here in the city of North Platte?
We've been doing DARE the whole 33 years that I've been on. So.
And it's a great program, too.
Yeah, the schools. It gives us an opportunity to interact with kids in a positive way, so... It's good for us. The schools enjoy it.
Yeah.
The program's evolved, too. It used to be just drugs, and now it's alcohol, it's bullying, it's decision-making, it's just life, you know, as far as peer pressures and stuff like that. So it's really evolved from just the drug recognition or anti-drug to a much more all-inclusive kind of what kids have going on at that age today with the bullying and pressures and stuff like that. So.
Well, and the thing that I like about it, too, is it gives the students at a young age, I believe like fourth, fifth grade range, interaction with a law enforcement officer, typically in full uniform, too. So it teaches them that police officers are our friends and that they can approach them and have conversations with them in the right setting, of course.
It does allow us to have positive interaction, and hopefully we make a difference, even if it's just one kid, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing to see, because the kids that we're teaching today, because I go to all the graduations and stuff, but it's amazing to see the parents of those kids that come up to us, and they remember their DARE instructors, and I mean, the parents get a bigger kick out of it sometimes. You know, it's a shared experience now with their child, so it is an opportunity to really, you know, put a human face on it and build that little bit of trust and assure them that they can approach a police officer.
Troy Erickson was my DARE instructor.
Oh.
Troy was around for quite a while.
He's in that position for a long time.
One of our dispatchers took a picture with Sergeant Foote, who was her DARE instructor the other day.
Oh, how awesome.
Well, and she was, yeah, that Amanda, she has that picture, and it's a young Officer Foote and a young Amanda, and now it's quite the picture.
Picture from years down the road?
Yeah, it was a picture back at her DARE graduation.
Oh, awesome.
And now she's a dispatcher for us, he's a sergeant.
How awesome. What else did you guys want to hit on this morning?
Well, we were speaking to Officer Elder, and he was in the process of connecting some AEDs to our wireless connection. We were able to get 10 grant-funded AEDs. It was a grant administered by Health and Human Services through a trust, but we're going to be deploying those in our patrol cars here in the next couple of days.
So it, and it gives us, it's the Helmsley?
Yeah, Helmsley Trust.
Trust was the one that paid for those, and they've been great with us, but that puts an AED in every one of our police cars. So, I mean, it is, you know, we have great response. We're very fortunate in North Platte to have tremendous response from our local fire, from the North Platte Fire Department. But this really gets that first officer on scene the ability to go ahead if someone's not breathing and stuff like that and start that process prior to the fire department arriving. As I sit here and talk great about the fire department, I've got to throw a little shade on them. You know, they've got to get up, wipe their sleep out of their eyes, and then still make it to their truck. So, you know, I'm joking, Chief Thompson.
Only
I love
slightly.
It. Only slight, no. But it really does. It's, you know, we, Steve and I had a personal friend whose child had a cardiac episode on an airplane, and they had an AED, and it saved his life. I mean, it really is something when you hear the stories, or just the ability to have that wherever you need it instead of having to wait for the emergency medical team to get there. So it's they're impressive machines, and we're glad to be able to deploy them in all of our cars.
They have adapted those machines and built them up over the years. They're probably one of the best human-machine interfaces I've seen. If you turn them on and just listen to what it says, it'll walk you through it.
Someone was saying, I was talking to someone that has EpiPens, and they were saying that there's a new version of the EpiPen out there that will talk you through.
Really?
Once you take the cap off, it tells you, I guess you got to be able to justify charging $1,000 for them, but it'll walk you through, take this off, do this, poke here, stick here, hard, you know. So yeah, it's interesting how the technology has changed where you can, the machine itself will walk you right through it.
That'll help. Interesting. How much medical training do our law enforcement officers receive, Deputy Chief Reeves?
Back in the day, they had more. We just give them the basic responder and, of course, CPR. When I first hired on, they had more extensive training. It was difficult to keep up with that, so we kind of abandoned some of the certifications that we had years ago. But we do the basic and then CPR every 2 years.
And it's great, too, in the city of North Platte. Thankfully, you're never far from fire, EMTs, but sometimes that CPR can make the difference of life or death if a police officer is able to start that in the field until other officials arrive.
Absolutely, and not to be selfish, but we also like it because it's a tool for us to use on our people, too, you know, so when we're out there at 3 in the morning and stuff like that. So it's just an all-around fantastic tool, and we're glad to be able to deploy it, and it'll be something that'll make our community safer.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to step aside for a quick break here on Mugs in the Morning. It's presented to you by local shelter insurance agents Bo Witt, Brent Rogo, and Pete Bolts. We'll continue our chat with the Chiefs after this on 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, KODY.
Did you know that Shave and Sanitation is a local solid waste service business managed by professionals living and working in the community they serve? Shave and strive to provide service excellence and are always dedicated to putting customers first. Let Shave and Sanitation be your service provider, whether it's single or multifamily residences, commercial institutions, or special events. Shave and Sanitation provide the service you need today. Call 534-7080. That's 534-7080. Shave and Sanitation, North Platte.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Update your home with new siding. Timbercrest Premium Double 4-Inch Vinyl Siding is 15% thicker than standard vinyl siding and designed to have a real cedar look. Right now, all Timbercrest Vinyl Siding is 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through September 11th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
To find an agent near you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Clay Travis, we are going to represent what Rush always represented, which is the full fruition of American freedom.
Buck Sexton,
there is nothing that has ever been comparable to being at that golden mic.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, inspired by Rush.
Tune in weekdays from 11 to 2 Central on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM.
Area farmers, let's get harvest started. This is Jeff with Northwest Cattle Feeders at Brule, Nebraska. We are interested in purchasing your high moisture corn. Call 308-287-2341 for current basis and contract price. That's Northwest Cattle Feeders at Brule, 287-2341.
Back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on KODY 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Glad to be with you here right alongside Rick Windham for a Thursday, September 9th. Have Deputy Chief Steve Reeves of the North Platte Police Department joining us, along with Chief of Police for the State of North Platte, Dan Hudson. So, gentlemen, we appreciate you stopping by the studio again. And what else did you gentlemen want to hit on this morning?
Well, we've had a busy couple weeks, our people have, trying to learn a new records management system. About 18 months ago, our system that stores all of our records and runs our dispatch center, our computer-aided dispatch, they notified us that they were at end of life with their product and weren't going to support it anymore, so give us a notice to start shopping for something new. And so we made our selection and spent the last year getting it purchased and configured, and we went live with that last Tuesday, and it's been a little bumpy, but it gets better every day.
And in talking to Chief Hudson here the past couple of weeks and couple of months off the air a little bit in passing, sounds like this has been a big undertaking that you've had to handle, Steve.
It has taken quite a bit of my time. You've got to get it configured the best you can before you go live, and then you figure out that you didn't get it quite as good as you thought you did. But they said that it really, you know, for those that, the project manager and those that were there to hold our hands, said that it really went pretty well, all good things considered. So we just keep working at it day after day. We'll figure out how to use it and what we need to fix. And
it's been interesting because we've been in total panic mode for the last, oh my gosh, it's live time, it's go time, and they assured us, and it actually played out pretty well. It's been interesting. But I will, just to piggyback on what you said, I think Steve absolutely, Deputy Chief Reeves, absolutely downplayed his involvement in this project. This project would not have gotten off the ground, would not have been gone live without his expertise and his passion and his devotion, dedication. This has kind of been his baby. That dispatch center has been his baby for a long time, but the work that he's done every day to ensure that center stays active, it stays modern, it stays current, that we have the finest trained dispatchers in the state, that's all on Deputy Chief Reeves. And this project would not have ever gotten off the ground, or we would be in total chaos and turmoil this week without the 4:30 a.m. to 12 o'clock p.m. that he's put in for the last 3 or 4 weeks. So, you know, that we just can't say thank him enough, because it's all because of the work he's done. So thanks, Steve.
And Chief Hudson, if memory serves correct, one of the first promotions you made when you took over as Chief of Police for North Platte was promoting Mr. Reeves to Deputy Chief of Police. And what's it like having an individual like Deputy Chief Reeves that's held every position within the police department at some point?
I think you hit it earlier about the historical keeper of, you know, he's got the institutional knowledge. He's been here for 33 years, and I think we've been very fortunate. I'd like to believe we have a very good relationship where we can talk about anything. You know, we both have very similar frustration points, as some of our staff will, our administrative staff will say. They're glad that we don't both hit those burn fuses at the same time. One of us is normally calm while the other one's upset, but we have a very collaborative relationship, and I listen to Steve because he brings great advice, and, you know, again, 30 plus years on the organization, he understands it. He's held every position. He's familiar with the union, he's familiar with the community, and he does a great job, and that was a no-brainer. That was an easy one. You know, we make hard decisions and we make easy decisions, and I always joke about if you screw up the easy decisions, that really gives you not a lot of faith in the hard ones.
There's no way to get the hard ones.
Yeah, so that was an easy decision, and it's been paying benefits, and we attribute a lot of our success on things that are going on within the organization to the deputy chief position. I mean, he runs a lot more of the daily operational aspect, and I get to sit and be the, at times, and he'll disagree with this, be the big thinker guy. And I think any time you have the deputy is, when the head guy is the big thinker guy, that means the number two guy is the oh crap guy. I gotta figure out how to do this. And Steve, what do you say, Steve? Anytime I come to your office, your day just normally got worse, or I bring when my ideas make your day worse.
The angel of death a little bit.
It's a little cartoon character that always ran around with a rain cloud over him.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And Deputy Chief Reeves, we've talked to Chief Hudson about this quite a bit on the air. I want to get your thoughts, sir. You've been a member of this community for a long time. You've been an employee of the City of North Platte for 33 years. What are your thoughts on some of the projects we have brewing and some of the things we have brewing here in the community as an employee of the city?
It's one of the more exciting times in my lifetime. I got to say, being present at the council meeting, when they were talking about the mall project, generally speaking, at council meetings, those that are opposed to something seem to show up. But I've never saw that many people be excited about something and have so many positive comments. It was kind of refreshing.
Yeah, it was great to see. And a lot of excitement brewing in our community, obviously. So a lot that we should be excited for. And a big conversation this week revolves around the budget, the exciting conversation. You gentlemen were both in attendance at the city council meeting Tuesday and both plan to attend today. So Chief Hudson, tell us about the importance of city administration, like yourself, being present at those meetings, and why do you gentlemen choose to do that week in and week out?
Well, I think, and it's funny because I've had that question asked from by other people, why do you go to them all? Well, that's our job, first off, and we are, as department heads, this is an integral part of what we do, and I mean, some of it might be self-serving and selfish because we know at some point we're going to this body of people and getting to ask them for things, and I feel it's really important for us to be well-informed and have a good understanding, not just what's going on within the police department, but what's going on within the city family and the community itself. You know, the police department in some way touches or affects almost every entity that, you know, whether you're a new business is coming to town, whether you're a new, you know, you're trying to expand, the police department, the fire department will have some, or each one of those businesses will have some impact on our profession because of resources and stuff. But I just think it's important for us to have a good understanding of what's going on in the community. I think it's important for us to be seen at these things. I think it's important for our elected officials to have access to us and to understand that we're not just tucked away in an ivy tower down on 7th and Jeffers. You know, we're part of this team and we're part of the community and we're part of our city government, and I think it's just important for us to have that understanding.
And Deputy Chief Reeves, at the police department, you guys work very well with other department heads. Some would say almost work too well with some other department heads. Perhaps Chief Thompson would fall in that category. But in all seriousness, everybody works very well together, whether that is Chief Thompson or planning and zoning with Mrs. Clark or with Lane Shop as well with Public Works. Everybody works very well together in terms of department heads for the city of North Platte.
You have to. A lot of these problems overlap, and you mentioned Judy and Lane. You know, it could be snow issues, weather issues, traffic issues, barricaded subjects where we want streets blocked, junk cars, all of those things. We all have to work together to use the tools that we have available to us to help fix a problem.
Absolutely.
I want to step back and go back to the tribal knowledge issue with that. I commend you for recognizing that, and I commend the police department for valuing that. Too often I see when I'm traveling around doing training around the country, people don't consider that important. And to not have that tribal knowledge can really throw wrenches into your operation.
Well, I think it was important, too, as a chief that came in from the outside. I think one of the first contacts I had with the organization whole was assuring them that I'm not here to make this big blue. You know, I'm here to become a member of the North Platte Police Department, which is a well-trained, highly professional law enforcement organization. I'm not here to make it my former employer. I think it was important for us to say, you know, I think it was important for us, for our people to know that I want to be a member of the North Platte Police Department. I don't want to convert you to a member of my former organization. So I think it worked well, and I think the this organization's been through so much throughout its history. You know, it's not, you know, it's fourth or fifth largest department in the state, I think, and we're one of the busiest. We're other than Omaha and Lincoln, we're probably the busiest department in the state, and our people work hard every single day. And to come in and say, well, you guys don't know, they do know what they're doing, and to sit and list the homicides we've had, they solve them. They've solved some of them within minutes, and they've solved some of them after a few months. But the work that they do is incredible. The day-to-day work that our patrol officers out on the streets do, the call volume that they have, is tremendous. And our understaffing now, we're about a shift down, so we're down a person on every shift, and then sometimes more. So it's been challenging. And it's the, you know, and as we look at the end of last month, we're down across the board 24.5% on our crime this year. At the end of July, we were down 24.6%. Wow. So that's tribute to the men and women that are out there every day pushing those black and whites around. It's a tribute to our dispatch center who gets those police cars out there in time. It's a tribute to our investigators who take the cases and figure out who done it. So they do a great job, and I think it's important that we recognize them, and this is because of the professionalism of the staff of the North Platte Police Department, no other department.
Yep. Gentlemen, we do need to wrap up here in a few moments so we can get to Rick's outdoor connection, but is there anything else that you wanted to add this morning, Deputy Chief Reeves or Chief Hudson?
Well, yesterday, we over the last year, we were able to acquire some grant money and stand up a two-position 911 center outside of our main center. Worked with the schools and were able to secure some space there. Yesterday was our maiden voyage with that. We moved out of our 911 center for 24 hours. Things went fantastic. We got some repairs done in there, and we moved back home at 6 a.m. this morning.
You've had a busy start to the day, Deputy Chief Reeves.
It has been busy.
And again, that is all a tribute to Deputy Chief Reeves' hard work and his passion. And you think, you know, we go over and he laughs because I go over and explain it to the city council. Oh, we're going to be able to just plug these things in anybody's garage and we'll be up and running. It's like it's taken us a year, but now we have a fully functioning, exact same capabilities as our 911 dispatcher. And you talk about scared when you unplug or turn everything off over there. It's like NASA going from, you know, the Cape to Houston's like, oh, please let all this work.
Hard stops for a minute, fingers crossed.
Okay, the phone's ringing.
It's kind of eerie.
Again, that's Chief Reeves, and he does a great job. Other thing we want to blood drive tomorrow. Come out and support the Battle of the Badges tomorrow from 11 to 6. It's the 12th annual Battle of the Badges. The police department lost last year. We still are looking for a recount. We think they cheated. It's for a great cause, and it's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can go on the Red Cross webpage and make reservations, or you can just drop in at the Ramada down there. But it's they need the blood, and it's a great cause, and come out and support the blue.
And Deputy Chief Reeves, as September 11th approaches, tell us about what you remember from that horrific day back in 01 and what it was like for the City of North Platte Police Department at that time.
I was working the night shift and I was asleep when it all started, and another member of the police department called me and said, you got to get up and look at the news. And so I did, and watched the unfolded for hours on end. It was a little eerie, even in North Platte. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden there was concerns about gas and all kinds of things that really didn't develop, but it did have a big impact.
Absolutely. And Chief Hudson, were you in L.A. at the time?
I was. I was the watch commander that night in Hollywood Division, and it was a rather, again, eerie thing. And then we got off at 7 o'clock L.A. time, and they deployed the entire department to LAX. So I sat at LAX on the runways for the next 3 or 4 days. So yeah, it was amazing. And it's ironic, as I think back now, my brother-in-law was actually in the air flying from Ireland to New York. Think they diverted them. They were over Iceland or Greenland or one of those, whatever they're going up over, and turned around. And I just remember, especially with the European family, they're saying, if this can happen to America, you know, oh my God, where are we at? Because those things happen in other places. They don't happen to America. And here, 20 years later, we're still paying the price or fighting the war from that event. And it will continue on for a long time, I have a feeling.
I think you're right. But Well, gentlemen, it was great to have you in the studio. Of course, we'll have you in next month, Chief Hudson. You think you might have Deputy Chief Reeves joining us next month as well?
I would like to. I would like that very much. We'll see what if he can figure out a way to get out of it.
No. He's not on vacation.
Yeah,
oh,
he's on vacation.
I might happen to have a vacation.
Or you mean me or you? Because if I'm on vacation, it's your gig.
Yeah, hey, there, even better. Might have to entice Deputy Chief Reeves with some breakfast burritos. That might be a way to get the guy
here. Hey, Mr. Mayor, thanks for the day-old donut holes. we ate them anyway.
I joked with Deputy Chief Reeves and Chief Hudson as soon as they walked in the door. The mayor yesterday, when he stopped by, brought in some donut holes. So joked with them right away that the mayor was taking care of them with some day-old donut holes. But police officers and donut holes, they just go together like a hand in a glove.
Don't care if they're day-old.
Keep them next month.
They're daylight donuts, so they can be a week old. They're still going to be good.
Chief Deputy Kramer taught me one time. He said, they're not donuts. They're power rings.
Yeah.
Power rings. Like it even more. Gotta love Raleigh. Steve, Dan, we sure appreciate you guys stopping by the studio and appreciate the great work you do here for the city of North Platte.
Thanks, folks. Just be safe.
The Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham's coming up next on 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, KODY.